Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Shopping just got a whole lot better with GoTime Bank. GoTime Bank gives you reward points when you shop, and points can be redeemed as cash with a simple tap in the GoTime Bank app.
Not only does GoTime Bank offer interest rates 50 times higher than traditional banks, but it also provides 3 free bank transfers to other banks per week.
With GoTime Bank, you can send, shop, and save with ease and confidence, knowing that your money is safe and secure.
Download the GoTime Bank app today and open an account in less than 5 minutes. Visit www.gotime.com.ph for more details.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched. PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
There have been various instances across the globe in which a person had predicted their eventual death. A brief Google search would show you that some notable celebrities and artists had also bizarrely predicted their demise, which in some cases were nerve-wrackingly accurate.
Sadly, you will find the name of the late comedian and activist Arventado Jimenez on the list of famous individuals who had foreshadowed their own death. Before Tado's sudden demise, he posted 2 Instagram posts that were somewhat eerily captioned, which most people thought of as a premonition that Tado's time on Earth was running out. On February 7, 2014, Tado was among the 14 people that died after the bus they rode bound for Bontoc Mountain Province fell into a ravine.
You're listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is the 12th episode of Season 3. If you're a solid listener of PH Murder Stories, you may consider supporting our show by subscribing as a suspect or prime suspect at www.patreon.com/phmurderstories or by giving us a 5-star rating on Spotify.
Agad sumugod sa Bontoc General Hospital ng ilang taga Mountain Province para kumpirmahin kung kasama ang kanilang kaanak sa 14 na namatay sa aksidente na kinasasangkutan ng Florida bus kanina sa Bontoc Mountain Province. Ayon sa Information Officer ng Cordillera Police Regional Office, sa bilang sa mga namatay na pasahero si Arvin Jimenez na mas kilala bilang komedyanteng sitado. Isang araw bago ang aksidente, nagkaroon ng tila masamang biro si Tado sa kanyang Twitter account. At bago magsimula ang biyahe, nag-post muli siya sa Twitter. Pulis siyang nag-post sa stopover nila sa bayan ng Santa Fe. Binawian din ng buhay sa aksidente ang 2 turista mula sa Canada at the Netherlands. Sa paunang investigasyon ng Mountain Province Police Provincial Office, bumangga umano ang bus sa gilid ng bundok bago nahulog sa bangin na 120 metro ang lalim. Sabi umano ng driver na si Edgar Raymond, nawala ng preno ang bus. Nakatalon sa bus ang konduktor na si Jerry Agnapan bago pa ito nahulog sa bangin. Sa ngayon ay ginagamot sa Bontoc General Hospital ang 32 sugatan, kabilang ang driver na wala pa ring malay. Nakikipag-ugnayan naman ang pulisya na may-ari ng Florida Bus. Bukas, ihahain ng LTFRB ang preventive suspension order sa Florida Bus.
Before becoming a well-known celebrity, Arvin Jimenez made ends meet from his previous jobs as a staff at a mental hospital, a waiter, and a scriptwriter for television. Jimenez graduated from the Polytechnic University of the Philippines with a degree in psychology. He developed his artistic side after his friends introduced him to theater, painting, and photography. Later on, he studied filmmaking at the Malfund Institute.
People started to recognize Jimenez in 2001 when he became a co-host of Angel Rivero in their off-the-wall magazine show, Strange Brew, which aired on UNTV. Both hosts would drive around Metro Manila in an iconic maroon Volkswagen Beetle, going through trivial pursuits and explaining fun facts per episode. The show also featured actors/filmmakers Ramon Bautista and Jun Sabayton playing odd roles. The moniker, Tado, came from an expletive Tagalog word, tarantado, that he frequently blurted out during his shows. After Strange Brew's cancellation, Tado went on to reunite with Angel Rivero and Ramon Bautista to co-host a hit late-night talk show called The Brew Rats on 99.5 FM.
According to a 2008 article from the Sunday Times, the viewers at the time were getting sick and tired of boring and brain-dead hosts, which meant that it was a perfect time for Tado to enter television. In context, Tado's character had this cartoonish look with a mix of sarcastic wit and a unique sense of humor. Because of this, Tado gained a cult following that enshrined him as a pop culture icon. Since then, Tado has been involved in numerous movies, radio, and TV shows. Aside from Tado's celebrity stature, he was also known for his political activism and humanitarian advocacy efforts. Most notably for joining demonstrations against the infamous pork barrel scam that was exposed in the early 2010s. Tado also co-founded Dakila, a group of artists seeking to instill modern-day heroism in the country. The group includes journalist Lourdes Vera, Parokya ni Edgar bassist Buwi Meneses, and actor Ronnie Lazaro.
On February 7, 2014, Tado was scheduled to visit Bontoc Mountain Province for Dakila's environmental initiative called the 40 Mountains Project, a series of travel-themed video projects to help raise environmental awareness. A day before his trip to Bontoc, Tado posted on Instagram a photo of himself putting on makeup. The caption read, quote, "North or South Cemetery." unquote. At the time, we would think that Tado was just being comedic as usual, implying in his social media post that putting on makeup makes him look like a corpse being groomed in a funeral parlor, and that it is a matter of where he would be buried, referring to Manila's north and south cemeteries. But what happened the next day would shock the comedian's family, friends, and fans.
Before boarding a bus bound for Bontoc, Tado posted another photo on his Instagram page. This time, it was a picture of the bus he rode. The caption read, quote, "Long trip, as in trip, unquote. Hours later, the same bus fell into a ravine. A tragic accident that took the lives of Tado and 13 other passengers, as well as injuring 32 others. According to a report from the Cordillera Regional Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council, the Regional Office of Civil Defense, at around 7:20 a.m., a bus carrying at least 45 people that came from GV Florida Transport's terminal in Sampaloc, Manila, en route to Bontoc Mountain Province, fell 500 meters down a ravine located in Barangay Talubin, Bontoc. All the fatalities were laid on separate cots at the hospital chapel, covered with white blankets. Authorities identified Tado through a driver's license recovered from his body. Besides Tado, most passengers on board were identified as tourists, including two foreigners, while others were supposed to attend a women's Christian conference in the area.
Tanggal ang bubong at halos mawasak ang Florida bus na ito matapos mahulog sa malalim na bangin sa Barangay Talubin, Bontoc Mountain Province, kaninang pasado alas 7 ng umaga. Galing sa Sampaloc, Manila ang Florida bus na biyaheng Bontoc. Nang nasa pakurba at padaus-dus na bahagi ng Banawe Bontoc Road, nahulog ito sa bangin. Nagpaikot-ikot ang bus at nagkalat na ang mga patay sa palayan.
Narinig namin hindi kumakagat yung brake. Yung conductor tumalon. So nakita ng mga pasahero, medyo nag-start sila magpanic. Eh kasi downhill yun eh.
Dahil matarik ang daan, at kailangan pang tumawid ng ilog, pahirapan ang rescue at retrieval operation.
Based on the investigation, authorities claimed that the accident was caused by loose brakes or overspeeding, as there was no traffic in the area and the roads were visible, which meant there were no issues with the weather conditions at the time of the accident. According to the rescuers, Tado and the other casualties died instantly in the accident. The roof of the bus was sheared off, and some of the fatalities were discovered mangled or torn up. The rescue operations had a difficult time as the accident area was challenging to reach due to its steep location from the main road. Of the 32 survivors, 24 were taken to the Bontoc General Hospital, while the other 8 were treated at the Luis Jora Memorial Regional Hospital. The bus driver, Edgar Renon, who survived the accident, was detained at the Mountain Province District Jail. Authorities charged him with reckless imprudence, resulting in multiple homicides and serious physical injuries. However, Renon denied the allegations and said, quote, "Hindi naman tama yun. Hindi ko naman sinasadya yung nangyari. Ginawa ko naman lahat," unquote.
A day after the incident, the Land Transportation Franchising and Regulatory Board suspended the operations of GV Florida Transport, the company that owned the bus Tado rode during his tragic accident. In addition, they also uncovered that the bus involved in the accident, with plate number TXT872, was not authorized to operate, as its engine and chassis were registered to Dagupan Bus Company, and that GV Florida actually didn't have proper authorization from LTFRB to operate that route, violating several regulations. Subsequently, Tado's wife, Leigh Jimenez, shaved her head bald and protested in front of GV Florida's main office for the company's illegal activities, which indirectly cost the lives of her husband and 13 others.
nakagamit ng itim at tikom ang bibig ni Leigh Jimenez, ang balo ng komedyanteng aktivistang si Tado, habang nagagawa ng kilos protesta sa harap ng GV Florida bus line sa Sampaloc, Manila kanina umaga kasama ang grupong Dakila. Hindi man siya nagsalita, bakas sa kanyang nakasaradong kamao at namumugtong mga mata, ang emosyong pilit niyang kinukubli habang siya ay kinakalbo. Napadaan naman sa lugar si Father Robert Reyes at pinagdasal si Leigh. Tumanggi ng magpa-interview sa harap ng kamera si Leigh, pero ayon sa kanya, ito ang paraan niya upang ipagpatuloy ang laban ni Tado kontra sa korupsyon na nagpapalala ng kahirapan sa bansa. Ang pagkamatay daw ni Tado ay hindi lamang kagagawa ng Florida Bus Lines, kundi kapababayan din ng LTFRB na protektahan ang kaligtasan ng publiko. Patuloy din daw ang pagkipag-ugnayan ng grupong Dakila sa mga pamilya ng biktima upang mapag-usapan ang kanilang susunod na hakbang. Matapos ang maikling protesta, tumulak si Leigh at grupong Dakila papuntang LTFRB para magsagawa muli ng kilos protesta habang ginagawa ang hearing sa kaso ng GV Florida.
The LTFRB suspended 186 buses from GV Florida for 6 months. According to the regulatory board, the bus company will be subjected to a conditional 6-month suspension and must undergo competency and drug tests for its drivers and conductors, while its buses will be subjected to a roadworthiness test. In a press conference held by the survivors and the victims' families, Stella Embile, one of the survivors, said, quote, "We do not want to call the incident an accident. Accidents are unavoidable. What happened was preventable. If GV Florida did its due diligence in maintaining their buses in good condition, this would not have happened." Unquote. However, 3 months after its suspension, GV Florida appealed the LTFRB's order and surprisingly got the suspension lifted. The culprits appear to have gotten away with a technicality, despite allowing some faulty and unauthorized buses to operate. Regardless, may Tado and the other victims of the tragic bus accident in Bontoc remind us that change is needed within the system to prevent bus companies from prioritizing profits more than the safety of their passengers.
Arvin Tado Jimenez is survived by his wife Leigh and their 4 children, Taha, Josa, Indy, and Tila. Aside from his successful career as a celebrity, Tado will always be remembered as one of the country's modern heroes, who has done a lot of significant projects to help his fellow Filipinos. Tado might have foreshadowed his death, but the GV Florida bus company, as mentioned by the accident survivors, could have really prevented this tragedy if only they had maintained and thoroughly checked the condition of its buses. Regardless, Tado's legacy will always be remembered. May his spirit continue to uplift our hearts and minds. Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.